show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. Just listen to Subworld with Melanie Coles. Wish her happy trip to the UK. And hopefully she'll be back soon. And stick around the show because we have special interviews from Victoria, the Folk West Festival.
Listen up. The deadline for Shindig 2012 is fast approaching. If you are a local musician or band, now is your chance to get in on this high-stakes battle of the bands and earn yourself some prizes and glory. Past participants of Shindig include the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, You Say Party, and so much more. All styles are welcome. The deadline for digital submission is August 6th, while physical entries must be received by August 12th. For instructions on how to submit your entry, go to CITR.ca or find CITR Radio on Facebook.
So let the way of women guide democracy. shifting consciousness that we're bringing into war. So listen up, you fathers, listen up, you sons, and tell me which side are you on now? Which side are you? Just consumers, or are we citizens? Are we gonna make more garbage, or are we gonna make amends? Are you part of the solution, or are you part of the con? Tell me which side are you on now, which side are you on?
Back here, 101.9 FM. So you're listening to the Morning After Show. We started the show with Le Momi de Palerme from Montreal. Pretty cool band. And we were listening there to Annie DeFranco from her album Which Side Are You On? The song of the same name. And we have a special interview today because the Folk West is going to be happening in Victoria. We have Leah Abramson there on the phone. Hey, Leah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, fine. Thank you. So, Leah is a Vancouver musician with a long trajectory in the music scene here in Vancouver. She's been in a couple of bands, and she's going to be performing at the Folk West. You currently working on a CD, is that correct?
Yeah, actually, I'm on my way to the studio right now. I'm in the car.
Okay.
We're recording at the Hive with Colin Stewart, so we're just finishing it up right now.
Okay. With a bunch of musicians, I guess.
Yep, with my band, who's also going to be at Folk West.
Okay. Are we going to be listening to some of the new songs there at the Folk West? Or?
Yeah, for sure. We're pretty much, like, we're working on 10 songs, and we play a lot of them now, and they've been ready for a while, so it's going to be a lot of new material.
Okay. You have really good musicians there in your band. You want to talk a little bit about them?
Sure. Well, right now I'm sitting in the car with Tyson Naylor and Patrick Metzger, both who are in some great bands around town. Tyson has his own trio, which is, he plays piano and it's jazz and it's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then Patrick plays in Headwater.
Okay.
He's doing that peak thing right now.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
So did you go to the last year's Folk West?
I didn't. It's in Victoria, and I just didn't get out there. I can't even remember what I was doing, but I heard about it, and I know the director, Ollie Swain, who I think you're going to be talking to as well.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he's awesome, and he's got great taste, and you know, he's putting so much time and energy into creating a festival, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I wasn't there either, but I saw the photos and a couple of videos, and it looks really good, actually. I'm planning to escape to Victoria and check it out.
Yeah.
Do you know what time are you, or when are you playing?
I think I have a morning slot at the park and then mm-hmm. an evening show at Logan's.
Okay.
I think they're using venues around town as part of the festival.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think our show at Logan's is like a full set of us, and then maybe one of the morning stages is a workshop.
Okay, so that's going to be on Saturday?
Yeah, on the Saturday.
Okay. Cool. And for the people that can't go to Victoria, do you have any gigs coming soon? Or
we've got a gig at the Electric Owl on September 12th.
Okay.
In Vancouver. And then actually we're back in Victoria, I think, for Rifflandia.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't, yeah, we're trying not to play in town too often. I think, you know, keep it special. So, uh-huh. So yeah, September 12th, that'll be the day.
Okay. And when are we expecting the CD?
Well, I hope to be done mixing in September, so mm-hmm. probably by the time it's actually out, it won't be till January or something like that, but we'll see. Might try to do a little preview thing in the fall.
Okay. Does it have a name?
Yep, it's called Late Riser.
Okay. Cool. So, and if people want to check out your music, where can they go?
They can check us out on Facebook, The Abramson Singers. Or we're also, if you go to my website, www.leahabramson.com, that's A-B-R-A-M-S-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes hard for people to say. We're kind of on all your regular channels. Bandcamp, we're streaming on Bandcamp. You can look us up there.
Cool.
All the usual channels.
Okay, so yeah, this Saturday, if you're in Victoria, the Folk West, you're going to be performing there. It's going to be really cool. So let's listen to a song from one of your songs, no?
Sure.
Sure. What about Fool's Gold?
Sure, that sounds great. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you, Leah, for phoning us, and good luck at the studio. Say hi to all your band.
I will.
And probably see you at the festival.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right,
thanks a lot.
Cheers.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so that was Leah Abramson. Let's play this song, and we'll be right back. Remember that you're listening to 101.9 FM.
Sold, fools gold, fools gold, pearls. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
kind of woman that makes every man want to slow his pace. She knows how to use it, and I'm damn sure she abuses it. She's a demon in disguise. She looks so sweet, she makes a grown man want to cry. She makes every little boy want to grow up to be a guy. But looks are deceiving, 'cause it's so she'll be thieving. She's a demon in disguise. If she puts you in your place, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. You've lost the clothes off your back and the soles off your shoes, and you're lying in the street like a piece of meat. She made a fool out of you. She chewed you up and spit you out and left you for the dogs, and now she's laughing at you, old man. Well, your memory, it jogs to the moment you chose to forget, which now you'll very, 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 very soon regret. She's a black magic woman. She's a sad kid. She just ain't home.
So, that's the new band Sinister. And maybe she'll find it. The name of the city is Small Fame. And that was Black Magic Woman.
'Cause the world, well, it ain't so sweet without the beats and distorted guitars.
Before then, we'll listen to Capital Six. With Playing Dead. These guys played last Saturday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. and they were really cool, really, really cool. They have a city called Pretty Lost, so yeah, check them out, Capital 6. Pretty cool band. Let's play another really cool band. These guys also have a new CD, A Ocean. And we'll be right back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Baby,
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot and salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.
Papa, Nama, Uba, Berber.
Show. This guy is from West Africa, from Guinea. Aboubakar Camara and his band Dondonba. And he's gonna be performing at the festival, the Folk West Festival in Victoria, happening at the Royal Athletic Park, August 11 and August 12. And to talk a little bit more about the festival, we have Oliver Swain there on the telephone. Hey, Oliver, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Fine, fine, thank you. So he's calling on all the way from Victoria.
That's right.
And he's going to tell us a little bit of the festival. This is the second year, no?
That's right, yep, second year.
And I heard the last year was amazing, no?
Last year was just so fantastic, and you know... We started the organization a couple of years ago, but Yeah, when it finally came to fruition last year, it was just so fantastic. Two stages, 75 artists, over 40 hours of programming. It was a really great weekend.
Awesome. How did you get the idea to start a new festival in Victoria?
Well, basically, there's always been a folk festival in Victoria up until about 5 years ago, and they ran into some financial problems, and so they weren't able to continue. Mm-hmm. And a group of artists and arts professionals, basically, we all got together and said, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Something has to be done, because this is a very vibrant community and an international city, and we deserve a world-class international folk music festival. So that's what we did.
Uh-huh. Cool. Yeah, and you have an amazing lineup going on there.
We're so happy with the lineup this year. Yeah, there's a lot of great talent.
Which are some of the Victoria bands that you like there that are going to be performing?
Sure. Well, Victoria and BC in general, there's just so much great talent. It's hard to narrow it down every year. But definitely some of the highlights that we're looking forward to is Caravan.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to feature Dan Lapp and Mark Atkinson, who are probably Victoria's two most esteemed instrumentalists, fiddle mm-hmm. and guitar. And so they're together in one group, and they used to play together many years ago, and it was sort of a legendary ensemble, and they've started working again together, and the energy of that group is just fantastic. Some other great Victoria talent that I'm very excited about, there's a new group called West My Friend.
Mm-hmm.
A young, wonderful young group that I think has just got a lot of promise, and I know they're working hard all year, so when I see them, they just get better and better. And we booked a band called The Archers,
uh-huh.
which are a bit more of like a folk rock band.
Uh-huh. Hello? Oh, I think we lost Oliver there on the phone.
Super excited to be presenting them.
Okay, yeah. And also, you're bringing some international artists. We're just listening there to Abokar Camara from West Africa. Huh?
Yeah. This has been a new, a much bigger part of our program this year, and we're really, really excited. We've got a lot of world music and dance music. So, Abubakar, wonderful show. We're so lucky to have him now residing on Vancouver Island, so we were just thrilled to get the opportunity to book him.
Okay.
And also, Adonis Puentes, wonderful Cuban from the Puentes brothers, his brother Alex Cuba, is doing quite well these days, but Adonis is every bit as good,
mm-hmm,
and he's playing on Saturday.
Okay. So the festival is Saturday and Sunday, right?
That's right. And Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night at Logan's Tavern, which is a big live venue right kitty corner to our site.
Okay. That's going to be amazing. The Royal Athletic Park and other bands that are performing there, the Milk Carton Kids, Joy Kills Sorrow. Well, we were talking there with Leah Abramson.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic singer-songwriter. Those two, too, like Milk Carton Kids and Joy Kills Sorrow, L.A. and Boston, respectively, and just two of the most interesting young groups on the roots scene right now. Milk Carton Kids are touring with Old Crow Medicine Show and Katie Lang, and I just think if your listeners don't know them now, just wait. They're exploding out of L.A. right now, and it's I think they're bound to take their place amongst the the top roots acts in the country.
Okay, cool. So besides the music, you guys also are going to have like an artisan market, food, beer. What else is happening there on the festival?
Yeah, I just want to warn you that I'm driving to Powell River, and there's a small chance that I might drop the call. If I do, I didn't hang up on you. I'm very sorry, but I'll explain Yeah, we have all the different services there. Basically, we're super, like, we're all about the music, and we're focused 100% on making sure it's the best entertainment. But once you're there, we realize that there's lots of things people need to enjoy that perfect weekend. And so Phillips Beverage Garden with Marydale Cider to cool you off a little bit. There's also a full family area. We have kids programming. We have puppets and clowns and arts activities. Lots to do with the kids. And Cosmo Means curated our Festival of Food, and he was with the Island Chef Collaborative. Mm-hmm. Very interested in local food, and he's put together another great series of great local food providers.
Okay. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of fun there at the festival. What times are the doors? What time does it start?
The gate opens at 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday, and the music starts at 11.
Okay. And it goes until what time?
Well, we're at the park until 9, mm-hmm. and then at 9:15 it starts up at Logan's, which is about a two-minute walk away, and it goes till 1 in the morning. So
okay.
11 a.m. till 1 in the morning.
So who's playing at Logan's?
Logan's has got a fantastic lineup. We really didn't skimp over there. Leah, there's three bands a night.
Cool.
And typically you'll see a real solid traditional artist, a singer-songwriter, and a headliner. And our three headliners are Emily Braden and the Deep Downs, the Breakmen, and Caravan on the Friday, Saturday, Sunday night.
Awesome. So where is the park exactly in Victoria?
It's on the corner of Caledonia and Cook.
Okay.
So it's almost right downtown. It'll show up on any Google map thing. So, yeah, it's at the corner of Caledonia and Cook. It's on major bus routes, so it's really easy to find. And there is some parking. There is a small lot next to it. But if people are planning to come, we encourage them to ride their bikes or take transit if they can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. And I guess for people that are coming from Vancouver, there's accommodations around, like hostels, hotels, anything.
Absolutely,
that you can
recommend? Absolutely, yeah. There's hotels and hostels, and the Turtle Hostel is definitely a walking distance, but
the whole site is
about a 10-minute walk from downtown, so there's lots of options there.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I stayed at a Turtle one time that I was there on one of the ska fests in Victoria, and pretty cool hostel, yeah.
For sure.
Cool. So, yeah, we're looking forward for this amazing festival. Congratulations on your work.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
It's just going to be fantastic. We were so happy with last year, and we've learned a lot. And, come on down and enjoy the show. And tickets are available through our website. It's folkwest.ca, and you can follow the links and get your tickets in advance. And there will be lots of capacity at the door as well. So come on over and celebrate with us.
Yeah, cool. Well, thank you, Oliver, for the phone call. And let's play the Meal Carton Kids, no?
Yeah, sounds great. Which track do you want to do?
I think we're going to do Michigan.
Wonderful song, and I also encourage the listeners to go online and check out some of their YouTube at themilkcartonkids.com, because they're posting new videos, and the live performance is absolutely spellbinding. So, you know, really check it out, because these guys are really going places.
Cool. Okay. Well, thank you, and drive safe.
Thanks. Bye.
Ciao. So, yeah. That was Oliver Swain. Okay, so let's listen to this, and then we'll go with a surprise here on 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. I know.
supposed to do now without you? Without you.
The Milk Carton Kids, they are going to be performing at the Folk West in Victoria, I think the 11th, August 11th and 12th. Okay, so let's listen to some important information.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Listen up, the deadline for Shindig 2012 is fast approaching. If you are a local musician or band, now is your chance to get in on this high-stakes battle of the bands and earn yourself some prizes and glory. Past participants of Shindig include the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, You Say Party, and so much more. All styles are welcome. The deadline for digital submission is August 6th, while physical entries must be received by August 12th. For instructions on how to submit your entry, go to CITR.ca or find CITR Radio on Facebook.
So, yeah, don't remember to submit to Shindig. So this Friday we have a really special show also at the British Ex-Servicemen Association as part of the Indie Pop Vancouver series, volume 42. So for 42 weeks, there's been music going on there at 1143 Kingsway Avenue. Last weekend there was an awesome festival there with 11 bands. But this weekend we have a local talent to Apple Tobacco, one of the best bands around, or one of my favorites at least. And there's also a Scottish band playing, Me, Him and Them. They're just going to have two shows left in Vancouver. One is this Friday and the next one is on August 17 with Los Furious, also at the British Ex-Servicemen Association on Kingsway. So I hope to see you there. You're going to have a lot of fun. So let's play some Two Apple Tobacco from their pan-apocalyptic rock opera called Squinter's Paradise. And yeah, we'll be right back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
What have I got to lose? What do I have to gain, staying by the ocean side? Nearly everyone here has died, either drowned or from disease. Guess I might as well.
Alone and destitute, our intrepid hero flees the wave-ravaged coast and drowns his sorrows at a roadside watering hole.
Gin and orange, a lemon squash, and a scotch and water, please. And turn that TV up.
Driving down the highway, dust falls in your ear. That is how we know that paradise is near. Be sure you're driving faster than that wall of fire. Better hope to hell that you don't pop a tire. Think about a life that's calmer than before.
You won't have to worry your front lawn anymore.
The grass is never greener than a dusty brown. Ain't no other sun, don't let it get you down. Get a drinking water by filtering our feet. Everyone here does it.
It ain't so bad, you'll see my friend.
At least it's halfway better than rolling with the waves. Wake up, the squinter's paradise may be your last escape.
Meanwhile, over the horizon.
So that's Two Apple Tobacco playing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association on 1143 Kingsway. Going to be playing along Scottish band, Me, Him and Them. They're really cool for dancing, the Scottish band. So yeah, get your dancing shoes and come to the British Ex. $5 cover charge. So pretty cheap. Cheap beer is like $2 beer. And check out, because these guys also come to the open mic. We have an open mic every Tuesday at this place, Hatchery, here on 4th Avenue. That's 3293 West 4th Avenue. So if you're a musician, come and play the open mic. I know a couple of DJs here have at CITR have gone and perform. And a lot of bands go there to try new material, like Quit the City, This is the Shoes, Devil in the Wood Shack, Don Alder, Gary Shock, among many others there at the open mic every Tuesday there at this place, Hatchery, 3293 West 4th Avenue, the corner of Blenheim. So I will be there tonight. And we're also going to be giving away tickets to go see The Reaction, Chilean band that is going to be performing this Friday at Joe's apartment. So Drobio can win some tickets there to go see an amazing show. Other than that, I think it's time to say goodbye. Arthur is here, Arthur K., with his show Inner Journey. So before that, we're gonna listen to A Place to Bury Strangers. They have a new CD called Worship. And so yeah, let's play a couple of these tunes, and I will see you next week at the Morning After Show, or I'll see you tonight actually, or on Friday.
Okay, yeah. Hey, this is CITR 101.9 FM. This is Inner Journey for the next hour. I'm Arthur Kay, and today and every Tuesday from 1 to 2, it's my show with folk, experimental music, and et cetera. And yeah.